Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Lots and lots of thumbs ups coming in. Clearly, you're interested in the Bangalore Master Plan of 2031. The last day to contribute is tomorrow, and 33% of what's going to be implemented is going to be based on what you and I give as feedback. She's flown down all the way from Mumbai, tells me Bangalore is so cold. She is the founder of Civis, an organization that is making an abridged version of all the documentation to make it easier for you to contribute to the Bangalore Master Plan of 2031. I actually had a few questions myself. I was talking to a friend of mine. He says, yeah, he's heard of this Bangalore 2031 master plan that's coming up. But is that something that this government is organizing, or is it something that the centers?
So what happens is that there is a Bangalore Development Authority that is kind BDA. Of the BDA,
okay.
Which is set up to take in, to create master plans, say, every 15 odd years. The last master plan happened in 2000.
2000?
2000, yeah. This one's happening a little bit late.
Yeah, 17, what, 18 years?
Yeah. So I think the preparation of this master plan, they put in a lot of thought and a lot of research and analysis. So it took a little bit longer than they had initially anticipated. The idea is that it's a central authority that makes the master plan for the coming 15 years, irrespective of which government is in power.
If the government elections are happening in April and May and people give all this feedback and the government topples, does that information still hold value?
Yes, absolutely. It's a little confusing, especially because there's so many layers to it. But
so if I had to break it down really simply for the people, what I could say is that no matter what the government is, BDA is working independently in conjunction with BBMP.
Correct.
With funds that come in three forms, taxes and your state and central funds, pretty much.
Yes.
If I get onto the link, I enter my email address, my details, I answer the questions. You're going to collate it and send it back to me.
Right.
And I am supposed to forward it back to the BDA.
To the BDA, yes.
To keep transparency in place.
To keep transparency in place. And so also to make sure that all of the feedback is actually taken seriously. Because if we send them a bulk of, say, 600 responses, chances are they're probably not going to think they're authentic. So that's a little bit of a challenge.
And I can just forward the exact mail as sent by Civis to me without having to make any changes?
No changes. At all.
What you're going to have to do to get the link to this comprehensive Bangalore Master Plan of 2031, which is 2,000 words per segment, or what, 200 pages?
Yeah, 200 pages.
What Anshra has done with her team at Civis is bring it down to 250 words per segment. So to get access to that link, the comprehensive link, send me a message on WhatsApp 9880935935 saying Civis. You want to spell that, Anshra?
Sure, it's C-I-V-I-S.
What is that tagline with Civis, which I told you I find extremely fascinating? Experimenting with civic technology?
Civic technology, yeah, that's
what
right.
What is civic technology?
So civic technology is actually a really interesting space right now, and it's booming across the world. What it basically entails is the fact that earlier to interact with government, we had to go through many physical channels, right?
Yes.
For example, letters or physically going to the offices of the government official and
waiting endlessly, coming back again, filling out forms. Yeah.
Exactly. So now when technology is kind of making everything so much easier in every realm of our lives, why is it not doing the same for government? So that's what civic technology kind of explores and builds solutions for citizens and governments to interact more easily using technology.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.